Good morning, Rabboisai. Ay, ay, ay. We got to do it again. Lili Nishmasimi Mirasi, Rusmas Mordechai, sponsor, Paris Achoydish, Shmuel Yech, in honor of David Zlatnik, F200, Akiva Solkowitz, F94, Shalom Rand, F202, Shmuel Davidowitz, B202, and the official Eimin Nadav, Yoimi Committee, by Mordechai Abramovitz. For four shlema, for Yitzchok Ben Gila, currently in the ICU with a brain hemorrhage after being struck by a car as a pedestrian. His son, Alan Eshmoili, is part of the MDY family who joined the shir at the start of the Sefer Sukkah. By Shlomi Klein, the Nishmas Rabbi Shimon Ben Shmuel Zandvil, in loving memory of my dear grandfather, Rabbi Shimon Goldman, sole survivor of his illness. What? Oh, it's happening. We have a new switchboard, and I guess Zoom is gonna have issues. Sole survivor of his illustrious family, despite all odds, he raised a beautiful family of Shomer. Rabbi, if you're on Zoom, I think you should move over to YouTube for today at least. Oh, he got it to work now. Despite all odds, he raised a beautiful family of Shomer Toiro mitzvahs, dedicated his life to Chesed, communal affairs, and his loving family. Email by Phil Sanzer. I began to watch the Art School interview you did. The first thing I noticed were your polka dotted socks. So,
that's the first thing I noticed too.
It was the first thing you have to notice. I didn't realize, as Bezionis, the Meaningful People interview was just, you know, face shots. The Art School, they took a long shot as well. Had I known, I would have worn a nicer pair maybe. Now, MDY socks. So, this is what the socks look like. And it, literally, this is from this morning. It's online on one of the sites. Which Rav wears these socks when giving shir? I'm not kidding. Here's Yeshiva World News. It's in Yeshiva World News right now. If you go on Yeshiva World News, you'll see it. Some guy in New York is trying to embarrass me.
You know, the saddle shoes?
Yeah, those shoes. Oh, Baruch Hashem. Ah, just what I was wanting. Yeah, all the years. How many shurim can say that the Magid Shir wears socks that I would have most bochum sent home from yeshiva? Good for you. Secondly, per the slip cover of the Gaiva Delio, it said that you decided to decline the Sima Shas at MetLife Stadium for fear of being declared Mashiach. But from the interview, it's been revealed that you were edited out of the Arts Group for sure. This will definitely hurt your Gaiva credentials. And then he goes on to say, he's speaking to somebody over Yontif, and the guy was knocking the Fyoimi. He said that if somebody had an hour to learn, he should rather spend it delving into the Rishonim and Achronim and sit on the Sugi for weeks, like the day spent in Yeshiva. I countered that while there is value in that, by spending weeks and months on a Sugi, you lose tons of high-level knowledge that is contained in the Torah. He said that this is what the Mishnah Brewer is for. I think it would be beneficial if you address this for your pre-Rosh Hashanah Daf Yomi intro. Okay, we're not going to get into it. I mean, there's different styles of learning. I'm not knocking any different style. Each one has pros and cons. And the main mile of Daf Yomi is that it's consistent and it's every day. A few months ago, you highlighted my picture on the Zoom commenting about my cap. Now remember, the guy with the interesting cap. My head is still available to advertise this year. Just send me an MDY cap. I recruited a number of people to the shir, Yishkoyach. So, Rabboisai, today, as of this morning, we are at 475 new people that joined the shir, 75 just today. But what's very interesting is that the raffle to come to Eretz Yisrael and enjoy an MDY tour, and the raffle to win a brand new Art School Shas, guess how many entries there are for that raffle? Very, very low. It's only 235 entries. So your chances are really, really high. So get a friend. If you don't want to come to Eretz Yisrael or you live already in Eretz Yisrael, I think there's a $5,000 value to that whole package. Not the shots, just the...
I don't know that
they're supposed to go to a website. Once they... Oh, yeah. JoinDafYoimi.com is the website here that I have. No?
Once you get a friend to join, grow the shit.
What is it called?
GrowTheShear.com.
GrowTheShear.com. Thank you. Katriel Kantorovich. You guys remember Katriel? He was the one that I honored to make the seam. It was his first seam. He was in his 40s, first seam ever. On Masechta Sukkah, it was very emotional. So he brought somebody this year, Solomon Gluckman, Shlomo Ben Zaken, Morty Tiefenbrun. Where is he? He was here this morning?
Yeah.
Evan Hendel, Daniel Green, Eddie Balin, Yogi Lushinsky. Psh, Yogi. Do I know Yogi? He was at your seam that you made on Masechta Yuma by the Kaisel. You don't remember Naomi. Faivish, I'm not making this up. His last name, Faivish Hatzioini. Shai Hecht, Chaim Lowenstein. You see, Faivish is on Zoom every day. If you want to see Faivish Hatzioini, look, he has a black hat and a kippah sruga. He mamish fits the shir beautifully. He dances in all chasanas. Yitzi Reitzig, Vinci and Halberstam. Moshe Handler, Teddy Sher, Nathaniel Cohen, David Handler, Chaim Gwartzman, Yishkoya Chaim. Oh, there's more. Moshe Nassian. Naftali Weinberg, Yisrael Goldstein, once again. If anybody wants to know why, I asked Yisrael, how'd you do it? So he says like this. This is his car, one of them. There are two cars like this in New York. They look very similar. They're both Pacificas, but one is a newer model. This one is 8 min daf with 1 F, and this is 8 min daf with 2 Fs. I happen to have, also from New York, 8 min daf, but mine is a fake. Mine is a 1. So I'm looking to get this one. Rabbi Isai, if anybody could rip Yisrael Goldstein off and bring me his license plate, it would be very much appreciated. He walks around with this, he drives around with that, with the jacket, and people come over to him, Hasidim come over to him. Or regular people, but what? California one is really cool. Oh, Mark Siegelman, Idan Moshkevitz, Elishama Gutfreund. And Rabbi Isai, listen to this. People stepped up yesterday. Baruch Hashem, it's not going to cost me that much anymore. Abba Rennert, 10 Gemaras. Howard Hahn, 10. Mordechai Iluz, Jacob Hirsch. Listen to this. Roland Alexander Yeshua Friedman, 50 Gemaras again from Frankfurt, Hessen, Frankfurt. Frankfurt, Hessen. From Germany, Goldberg and Company, LLP, 25 Gemaras in New York. Valdikas stuff. Okay, Shkoyach, guys. What's this? Massive Yishkoyach, it says here. Massive thank you by Nochem Stauber. I've been with MDY since Pesachim. I feel like I want to be an active part of MDY Mishpocha. I usually watch the show on YouTube, but since Rosh Hashanah, I've been making an effort to join Zoom. So I want to start by saying Shalom Aleichem to you and the whole MDY family. I feel like I already know you all. It's amazing to see how much the share has grown. Since joining, my learning has never been the same. The way you explain everything with charts and good avira, I thought it's an avira, but now I have a good avira, makes learning the daf so much fun. I really look forward to it every day. My four-year-old son and one-year-old twins look forward to you. Good morning, Rabbi Isai, and for its geschmack to learn the daf song. The achdus is incredible, and you really are everyone's magid shir. So thank you so much, and I have so much hakaras to you, and bless you in every way. To continue to change many lives like you changed mine. Listen to this again. And may you continue to change many lives like you changed mine. Can't wait to meet you all in person. Nochum Stauber Chashmonaim. Valdek. Do we have time for one more? Oh. One of the bonuses learning daf yoimi is the siyumim. As we finish this together, I keep track of all those we finish. Those are doing siyum. Oh, we got to talk about the siyum. What is it? Sunday night? In my house? In my house. A barbecue kumzitz in my house. It's going to be one of a kind. If you haven't been to my porch and sukkahs 5 times, come for the 6th time. Last night, in honor of my shvers, Reb Osher Zelig Posner's 14th year, had our children, grandchildren, gathered together, made a siyum on Masechta Sukkah. In Mirza Shem, this siyum will have lasting impression on my children, grandchildren, the love and chavivus of learning Torah. Your hashpa has a ripple effect on so many levels, including those who are not yet regular participants in your shiur. Looking forward to being signed many more Masechta together. Shlomo Rosenzweig, Toronto. Here's Reb Shlomo Rosenzweig, learning Torah. Yes. What about the screen? Ah, you can't see. Okay, very good. Here we go, Rabbi Isai. We're in the top word. Oh, I have a very important announcement to make. This is very, very exciting. Today, the Koilel, the MDY Koilel, and again, I'll explain what this is. People ask me all the time. MDY Koilel gives back to MDY, helps MDY on many different levels. Eventually, they're going to be learning in this building right now. This building is used by Yeshiva for another 9 months. Going to be here. It's going to be a community koil where people could step in. Avi Kamiansky used to learn with them. Different people. Mendy Orbach goes every single day and learns with them. I learn with them. And they help the shir in many different levels. They. If I have any shilas, any questions, I talk it through with them the hour that I'm there. etc., etc. They give me ideas, stories. It's today. They don't mess around. Today they're taking a test on 600 daf of Gemara. 600 daf. Could anybody fathom what that means? To remember 600 daf. What?
Closed book.
Closed book and not a simple test. A very difficult test. Leiby's here. There's no multiple choice. This is the real deal. And the guys, there are guys that are scoring in the 90s on 600 daf. It's a big thing. So I wish them luck. And yishkoyach to them. Bezer Hashem, they're going to join our siyum on Sunday night on my porch, weather permitted. All right. So, listen, Shah, I'm giving the shir here, Avi.
Just want to know if we should be excited.
Are you sponsoring?
He's sponsoring the wine. He sponsors the wine. Everything will be okay. Says the Gemara. Again, we're in the middle of a sugya. Boys, I recommend, as usual, Daf Yomi only lasts for, the sugis lasts for very short periods of time. In the middle of today's Daf, we're going on to a brand new, different sugya completely. But I do recommend to try to wrap our heads around the sugya of Trumas and Maestras and Azmana. It's a little bit more complicated than usual, but it's not that difficult. So yesterday we were discussing, I changed the chart around a little bit. Excuse me. When you have produce, you are chayiv to take trumas and maisras. You have to give 2% to a kohen and 10% to a levi. That's all we need to remember for now. But you don't have to do that until you have these two conditions. That it's completed, gemar malacha. So if you have raisins, you have grapes that are going to be raisins, you don't have to give the trumas and maisras until they are complete raisins. And they need to see the face of your house. They need to go into your house. You can't even put it through the skylight. You need to come through the front door. Then you are chayv. Before that, midir reis, you're not chayv. Now, midir rabbanon, even your chayv in maisra, even before gemar melacha, according, we're going to see the machlokes today. This is in Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. And one of these four things could make it usher to eat the food. So if you have these, you have a pile of fruit, and it doesn't have these two things, Gemar Malach and Rias Pnei Abayis, you could nibble on it. You could just take snacks, you could grab one olive, you could eat a grape. But if you designated it for Shabbos, you can no longer eat it like that. It's usher to eat Bachilas Arai. And if it was sold, that makes it Kavua. And if it went into your chatzar, that's a whole different thing. It's not 100% accurate that it's one of these four, but let's just call it chatzar. It's in your courtyard. It makes it kavua. You can no longer nibble on it. And if somebody takes the 2% truma, the top one right over here, truma, you give 2% to the kayan. So even though you didn't do step number two, which is 10% to the levy, nevertheless, you cannot nibble on it. You just made it kavua, you made it chayv and maestros. That's what we're going to be discussing today. So, Rav Nachman comes along, and he's the one that said yesterday, that Shabbos, right over here, the red box, Shabbos creates a kvios, creates the food becomes, if you say that this food is designated for Shabbos, like those children that took the figs and hid them for Shabbos, that makes it usher to eat temporarily. You have to take trumas and maestros. And his son, Marzutra, yesterday, tried to prove it from our Mishnah. You see that Shabbos is Kaveh. And the Gemara said, no, it's not Shabbos. What is Kaveh in our Mishnah? His speaking. When he points at the food and says, these are raisins, I'm going to be eating them tomorrow, that's what makes it Kavua. It's not the Shabbos. It's not the day that happened to be. It has nothing to do with Shabbos. Even the Gemara says, so then talk about a weekday. The Gemara answers that. Okay. Now, says the Gemara, top word, Lamed Hei Lamed Aleph. V'aloi Moisroi Choyzer. How could you tell me that by pointing at food without touching it, you take it from something that you're allowed to eat as is, nibble on it, take a snack from it, and you just say a word, and that changes everything. What did you say? You said, oh, I'm going to eat it tomorrow. And that makes it kavua. That can't be. Why? Because if I show you that Rabbi Eliezer says that even if he did a maisa, he did something with his hands, he grabbed it, it's not kavua. So certainly, if he said something with his mouth, words are nothing compared to action. If he takes action, it doesn't become kavua. You could still nibble on it. Where do we see it? What if you take a bunch of grapes, yeah? Take a pile of grapes, you start eating from them. And then you have in mind, if I have anything left over, I'm going to put it right back in the basket. That's what we do, right? You take a bunch of, you have left over. That creates a situation where it's still temporary. It's not kavua, it's all right. We see Rabbi Eliezer, the one that we're talking about. If I'm able to return it to the pile, then it never becomes permanent. Why? Because it shows his intent. If his intent is that whatever is left over, I'm going to put right back to where it came from, then I'm not making a kavua. I never made a kavua. When I took it out, I didn't make a kavua. What? Right there, whatever, yeah. No. Not if you say, okay, let's go. Ask Kashas later. This is not, send the Mishnah. If somebody takes olives from a vat, here's a vat. Now this, what do you think this is? Gemar malacha, not gemar malacha. This is not gemar malacha. It's not finished product. You put it in the vat, says Rashi, because the heat of these olives, they heat each other up in the vat, they make it softer, and now it's easier to press. It's far from the finished product. So you grab an olive from the vat, which is not nigmar malachdoi, toivel achas achas, b'melach v'eichel. You could grab one at a time, temporary eating, and he could eat it. Vim tovah v'nosan lefon of asara, chayav. They take out the word asara. Asara is not important here. It could be two, more than one. If you take out a few, couple, and you put it in front of you, now you're chayav. Blaz oimer, min amaton tar chayav, min amaton tomei potter. Oh, if the vat is tar, so as the Gemara is going to explain in a second, if this is all tar, I can't put it back. Because I'm tomei, I can't put it back. So therefore, it just became the fact that I took it out made it permanent. If I can't return it, it's permanent. So then I have to take Trumas and Maestras. Mina Maton Tomei Potter. If this whole vat is Tomei, so I could return it. So I'm going to return it. So the fact that I took it out didn't make it permanent. It was temporary. Potter. Mibnei Shumachzer Samoyser. So the Gemara's question is, if Rabbi Eliezer holds that even if I took it with my hand, I can put it back. I don't have to take Trumas and Maestras. So certainly if I said, oh, I'm going to eat those, I just pointed at it. Of course, you don't have to take Trumas and Maestras. If I took action, I took it and I put it on a plate, and I'm eating from them, I don't have to take Trumas and Maestras. So if I just say, I'm going tomorrow to put it on a plate and eat from them, of course I don't have to take Trumas and Maestras. Now the Gemara just continues. Mashna Reisho, Mashna Seifa. What's going on here? If the man himself is tar, so then why can't he return it? If everything is tar, why can't he return it to the vat? And then if he could return it to the vat, then why is it considered permanent? It's the only temporary. He's going to return it in a second. Sigmar says a simple answer. We are talking about, the answer is that we're talking about a person that's tame. That's the bottom line. We are talking about all cases, a person is tame. Do not lose me, Rabbi Isai. It's geschmacky stuff. The vat is tar, the person is tame, but we're talking about a person that's tame. And mimela, since the vat is tar and the person is tame, whatever is in his hand is tame, so he cannot return it to the vat. He's going to make everything in the vat tame. Asks Rashi, but when he was tame and he took it out, so he made everything around the tame, whatever he touched, and a chanami, you have to remove those. You can't return to the vat. Seifa b'matan tomei b'gavir tomei. Yes, we're still talking about the same tomei person, but the vat is tomei. So since the vat is tomei, he can return it to the vat, and therefore his achila is all right. The Muslim has, says the Gemara. So therefore, certainly the question remains. So then, what about us? Certainly in our Mishnah that he just said, look at our Mishnah. What's the first words in the Mishnah? Daf lam dalal om dalal, all the way in the bottom. Vaydam Elazar, oymed odam al mukta, a person standing there and pointing at the grapes. Erev Shabbos of Shvi'is, vaymed mekana neyoichal, he's just going to say it. And he designates it with his saying. Says Gemara, masnisa nami b'mukta tar v'gavr tamei. No raya. Because our Mishnah is talking about that the person is tamei, and everything else is tar, and since he cannot return it because he's tameh, that creates a kvius. But maybe we don't have a riot to anything else, that Shabbos kveh, this is kveh, just the fact that he removed it, and he can't, but he didn't remove it, right? What happened in our Mishnah? He didn't remove anything, he just pointed at it. That's the Gemara's question. He can't return it. Again, here's the picture, in case you need to, this is the Mishnah. Here's a guy, he stands and he's pointing at all the grapes, and he's saying, these grapes, I'm going to eat tomorrow, and that creates, because he cannot return the grapes here to the pile, so the grapes that he took with his mouth are kavua. So ask the Gemara, he didn't take anything. They're there. What's the whole problem? The problem is, if I take grapes out, and I cannot return them, so I just made them kavua. They became a permanent food. But over here, he never took them. He never returned them. He doesn't have to do anything. He just pointed at them. And of course, Rabbi Elazar holds that if he could return them, right? What does Rabbi Elazar hold? If he could return them, then they're not kavua. It's temporary. So over here, he doesn't have to return them, so that it's temporary. What do you say? You're right. Good kasha. Elo, Omar, Rav Shimi Barashi, Rabbi Elazar, commerce. Oh, you're talking about Rabbi Elazar? It could be, says the Gemara, the Mishnah actually means that Shabbos is Keveah. So where are we? Right over here. Maybe, I don't have a right. Maybe Shabbos creates a Kvius. If you say that this food is for Shabbos, like those girls, those kids, I don't know girls, the kids that put Tinoi Kois, okay, the kids that take the figs and they put it in the, they say this is for Shabbos, they designated it, that becomes Kavua, it's permanent, and you have to take Trumas and Maizers. You cannot nibble on it. However, Marzutra, the son of Rav Nachman, wanted to prove from our Mishnah, like his father, like a good son, he wants to say, my father's right, Rav Nachman's right. The what? That if you have fruit that's loid nigmar malachtoi, remember that was the whole question yesterday, grapes that are semi-finished, they're in a pile, I'm drying them out to be raisins, could Shabbos come along and create a kvius on those grapes? Is Shabbos powerful enough to take fruit that's not really edible and say, no, this is kavua, and you can't nibble on it? So Marizutra wanted to prove it from our Mishnah, and the Gemara says you can't prove anything from the Mishnah. Why? Because this is Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer the Tamei Domar Truma Kava. Look, one of the four boxes here is Truma. Truma is like Shabbos. Truma has the power to make fruit kavua, permanent. How? If you take 2% of the fruit and you give it to a kayin, now it becomes permanent. You don't say, oh, but you didn't take the 10% and give it to the levy. Too bad. Once you started the process, it's like selling it. It's like you did something to the fruit, even though it's 2%. Truma, by the way, midrash is one grain. One tiny grain is truma. Once you do that, it becomes kavua. So don't prove from the Mishnah that it's the Shabbos that made it kavua. It's this box. Maybe it's this box. Maybe that's what happened. He did truma. The Kolchkin Shabbos. And certainly Shabbos. If truma does it, Shabbos would for sure make kvius. Why? Because the karosel of Shabbos oinig. There's no such thing as a temporary eating on Shabbos. When you eat on Shabbos, it's zaftig, it's geschmack, it's a real su'uda. And it makes it a kavua. And Chachamim argue on both of these things. They say, not Shabbos and not Truma. The Snan, perish at Truma, not Shalom Nigmar, Melachton. If you took Truma before the grapes became raisins, Rebbe Elazar Oyser, here he is. This box right over here, Truma creates a kvius. Oser, it's Oser to nibble on it. That's what we're talking about now. Can you nibble on these fruits? The Chachamim, Rebbe Elazar Oyser, Lechamim, Arai, the Chacham Matirim. Tashma Maseifa. Now, this is sort of a freebie. I just explained. I'll explain what you claim. Shabbos is much stronger than Truma because Shabbos, every food that you eat on Shabbos makes it a kvius. Thanks for asking. As I said yesterday, Rashi points out two things. If you designate the fruit like those kids did, they said, this is designated for Shabbos. Because it's for Shabbos, it becomes kavua forever and ever. Every food, but not only that, says Rashi, as I mentioned yesterday, even food that wasn't designated for Shabbos, if you're sitting in Shabbos, you cannot take truma semais. You can't eat from it, because if you eat from it, that achila is kavua. Everything you eat on Shabbos is kavua. You take a little piece of herring on Shabbos, that makes it kavua. After Shabbos, we'll go right back to being arai. That's the word over there. If you don't designate it, you're not a child that designated or an adult that designated, on that particular Shabbos would be Asr. On Sunday, it's already Mutter. If you did designate it, then even on Sunday, it becomes Asr to nibble on it because it's already Kavua. The boy said, we're almost done with the Sugya. Don't worry about it. Toshma Seifa. And now I'm saying it's a freebie because it's literally everything we learned, we're going to do a Chazara. The Gemara is just now bringing a Raya from Chachamim, not from Eliezer. Why? Because what happened when the Gemara tried this kasha on Reb Eliezer? We said, well, maybe Dibur doesn't work. If a Maisa doesn't work, so certainly Dibur doesn't work. Remember, we had this question. If I could prove to you that Reb Eliezer holds, that if I take action, I take a bunch of grapes, put it on a plate, it does nothing to the grapes, I'm allowed to nibble on them tomorrow because I could put it back into the pile. But Chachamim don't hold that. Chachamim hold that you cannot put it back in the pile. It does become kavua. So I don't have that answer that I had before. Memela, I'm going to go through the whole sugya and prove everything again. This is Marzutra being stubborn, sort of, trying to prove his father right. Tashma, Meseifa. Chachamim Oimrim, Achi Yerushoim, V'yoimar Mikan Nakan. You remember this picture? This Chachamim. Chachamim say, if I could take a certain area of my grapes and say, this is what I want to eat. Because they don't hold the Breira. They don't hold a retroactive clarification. So Mela, I have to be very specific. These are the grapes that I'm going to eat, not something in this pile. These particular grapes. If I could do that, then it's Hazmana. Then I'm designating it, and it's not Mukts anymore. Taima. Now, if you look at the top words, the first words in the Lamedal and Lamedal, what does it say? Erev Shabbos B'Shvius. We're talking about Shemitah, a Friday on a Shemitah year. And that's exactly the sugi we had yesterday. Taima, freebie. Not a Bryce and a Mishnah like that person thought I... Freebie means that we already did the sugi, we're going to do it again as a chazara. So it's easier. Taima der Shabbos b'shviyas. The Mishnah says a case of Friday in a Shemitah year. The lav bar suri. What's significant about Shemitah? There's no Maisa in Shemitah. Why is there no Maisa in Shemitah? Because chayas asada. You're like an animal. Animals don't bring... So Shemitah also no Maaser. Ha b'shar shnei shavua, d'bnei asur ninu. But the rest of the 6 years of the Shemitah cycle, you do take Maaser. The fruit is Osir. My time, l'chayra, says Mar Zutra. Here's my araya to my father. Mishum the Shabbos kava. Because the Shabbos, right over here, it has the power to make fruit usher to eat temporary. Loi, that's not the reason. Shani Hosam, kivin the Omer mikan vat kan. Ani oichel amachar. Since he pointed out, I'm eating this part of the pile. Kavale, that's what was keveyet. Remember the same answer that we had yesterday. Yesterday we said it's his mouth, and today we're saying it's an area that's but that's keveyet. That makes it permanent, whereas it's not like you're thinking that it's the Shabbos that makes it permanent. Something else makes it permanent. Yachim ayir Shabbos. Then why does the Mishnah say the first word? We're talking about Shabbos here. Why? Why Shabbos? A Tuesday afternoon. I feel the b'chol nami. Hakamash malon, and this was the last line on the Amud. That was the line that kept me up late at night. Actually, I went to sleep late, but I had to get up super early because I was nervous. I didn't think I had this line correct. And there's a big long Rashi here, but it's not that... It wasn't that difficult. Hokamashmal. The Tevel Muchanu Eitzel Shabbos. Shem Ovar V'tikno Metukon. That the Gemara asks, as we explained yesterday, what is it doing in our Masechta? What is this? This is a case For Masechtas Maisrus, when you take Maisr, when you don't take Maisr, could I nibble on fruit that's Arai or not? When we get to Maisrus, we're not even going to get there. It's not in the cycle, really. It's in Mishnayos. Why is it in Masechtas Beitza, which discusses, at least over here, the concept of Muktza and Azmana, is it designated or not designated? Says Gemara, you're right. It doesn't really belong here. But I'm telling you another Chiddush. I'm telling you a Chiddush from the wording of the Mishnah. You see that the Mishnah is not concerned about Muktza. It's not a problem. In other words, we'll do Chazara. When it comes to Muktza Machmas Isser, if I could remove that Isser, because the Isser is only an Isser Dirabbanan, then it goes away. The Isser to take Trumas of Maisrus on Shabbos is only with the Rabbanan. But the Reis, I'm allowed to take Trumas of Maisrus. Therefore, if you have an individual, a bad guy, who took Trumas of Maisrus on Shabbos, then it's not Mukta anymore. That's what you see from our Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't discuss Mukta. Otherwise, it should have said a Lashon of Mukta, says Rashi. It's not a problem with Mukta. Why? Like we explained. There is no Mukta, because you would think, anything that Shabbos starts out with, if Shabbos starts out, this product I cannot use. Why can't I use this fruit? Because Rabbanan don't let me take Trumas and Maisrus on it. So Mamela, this apple is going to be usher the entire Shabbos. No. If I'm over on it, the Rabbanan, and I do take Trumas and Maisrus from the apple, I'm allowed to eat it on Shabbos. That's the Chiddush. It's not Muktzah anymore. That's all I want to tell you. That's why I told you a case of Shabbos. You're right. The whole case fits on Tuesday also. If a person says to himself, I am going to eat these fruits on a Tuesday afternoon, I can no longer nibble from it. But I'm going to tell you another Chiddush, that if he did it on Shabbos, and somebody went ahead and he removed the Trumas and Maisrus, then I could eat it. It's not Muktzah anymore. Big Chiddush. What? No, you can't do it on Shabbos. No, if you have to infer from it. You have to infer. Then you have that question on every single Mishnah and Shas. Almost. The whole Shas is Biremes. Well, let's look at it a different way. This is the Pshat in the Mishnah. And the Gemara shows you how I got to that Pshat. It's not like, you can think like you. Oh, what's going on here? Oh, I come up with a tremendous Chiddush. Oh, it's talking about this and this case. No, when they learned the Mishnayos, they learned the Mishnah with this final pshat. It's like a chesurim mechzerah. People make a mistake. Oh, what, the Mishnah forgot words? No, this is how they learned the Mishnah in those days. I'm trying to explain to you how you, in 2021, need to understand how they got to that. They knew this. This is how it was. This is how the Rabbeim said. We're talking about a case and there's no books on Shabbos. You get it, guys? Yeah, we get it. But why? How? So it goes through all the steps. It asks you questions back and forth until that's the style of the Gemara. Until we get to that thing. It's not like, oh, Chiddush. Oh, in 2021, we came up. You know, maybe the Mishnah is talking about this. No. That was when Rebbe wrote the Mishnah, that's how he taught his Talmidim. That is the Chiddush there. And we're just going through the steps to show that it's not something else.
I think more than that. I think it's coming to saying, you or Nachman want to prove something radical.
Right.
This Mishnah, you can't be Raya. It has to be rock solid.
It's true. That's also true. Because, exactly. You know what? Noam is a lot more right than I am in this case. The Gemara is saying, Mar Zutra is trying to prove a point from the Mishnah. And the Gemara says, your point is not solid because I could always push it off. I could say the Mishnah is talking about Truma. Maybe it's, who told you? It's the Shabbos that makes it kvius. Maybe it's Truma. Well, it doesn't say anything in the Mishnah Truma. But it's a way to push them off. Say, your right is not solid. You might be right. You might be wrong. You might be this. You might be that. You want to bring a right, you need to be 100% sure. And maybe the whole point of the Mishnah is not that Shabbos is Kiveya, but that there's no Mukta. You know, something like that. Anyway.
It's going to be, well, it's not explicit. Okay, I can deal with that. But don't
right.
Come and give me some radical.
No one's right. This is a case where you push off a guy with nothing because his ra'ah is not so great. Because you could always say this, you could always say that. You could wiggle away. When you could wiggle out of it, then it's not a good ra'ah. Shemavir v'tikna mitukon. Virimini. A guy had a thing of grapes, yeah? And he starts eating these grapes. What are these grapes? This is an interesting thing. We don't know this. But Rashi says, this is not Gemara Malacha. This looks beautiful. You know why this is not Gemara Malacha? Because these are designated for wine. Why do people, nobody eats grapes in those days? It's not a thing. This is for wine. People, they couldn't drink water, Rabbi Schoenberg once explained. There's no filtration, right? So everything, you could die from drinking water. Water is a problem, right? Something like that. So everything is about wine. There's wine, that's why they always drink wine. Alcohol did something good to the germs over there. They knew it. So Mela, this is not Gemar Malacha. Okay, so you're eating from these graves. Oh, check it out. He walked by mistake from his garden into his courtyard. And guess what courtyard does? It's one of the four things that make food kavua. You walk through it, boom, just by walking through it. It's magic. Rebbe says, not a problem. It doesn't create anything. So keep on eating. Rebbe Yeshua Omer lo yigmar. Rebbe Yeshua says, no, the chatzar made a kavoy. You're not allowed to nibble now on these grapes. Another halacha, very similar. Choshcha b'leili Shabbos. Now, all of a sudden, this magic happened. This box, it became Shabbos. And you're eating the grapes. Rebbe Lezor Omer yigmar, same thing. Rebbe says, Shabbos doesn't make kvios. Rebbe Yeshua Omer lo yigmar. So Gemara says, oh, so over here you see, Rabbi Yeshua holds that Shabbos is not koiveya with something. You're trying to prove to me that Shabbos makes a kvios on food when it's not nigmar melachtoi. And where are my grapes? These grapes are not nigmar melachtoi. Over here, Rabbi Lezer says, Shabbos is not koiveya. Continue eating on Shabbos. Says Gemara, oh, you didn't understand. It doesn't mean continue eating on Shabbos. It means continue eating on Matzi Shabbos. Again. Who told you this is a good raya? Maybe it's not a good raya. Maybe it's talking about Matzah Shabbos. Why? This is big chiddush. This became kavua on Shabbos. We had that before with the Matzah Shabbos. It's not kavua anymore. It could go from kavua to aray, from permanent food to temporary food where I could nibble on it. Wow, we're running out of time here. Unbelievable. We could always finish on Matzah Shabbos. It's a tougher sugya. But you know what? I'm serious. From the Mishnah, from the new Perek, it's a breeze. It's mamish. Yeah. Huh? I want to let you ask the question because it's you. You know what? That's my nephew, Rabbi Yisrael Shlomo. What? No, Rabbi Shua is mechulak on Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Shua says Shabbos is kibbeh. Oh, you're asking. You're saying that it should only be for Shabbos. I hear. Good kasha. We have to look into it. Hasan Kitani Taima, very good kasha. See, Balkishin, this guy. Reb Nosson Oimer, his father's a big magachir in Ramah Ben Shemes also. It's a big, I don't want to say anything. He's coming to my shen at his father's it's politics. Reb Nosson Oimer, like, what? Lama? Oh, you like to get up early. Okay, I get it. Reb Nosson Oimer, but you have stuff to do. Like, Shomer, Reb Lezi Yigmar, Bechatzi Yigmar. It doesn't mean that you should finish it in the courtyard. If you're in the courtyard, it's also to eat. Step out of the courtyard. Shabbos, but Shabbos is koveya maybe. So again, you don't have it right. Maybe Shabbos does create a permanent fruit, but once it's matzah Shabbos, it's temporary. And that's what he meant. Eat it matzah Shabbos. But again, it's only I could push it off like that, but maybe not. Now, Rabbi Yochanan is mechulek on these four boxes. Rabbi Yochanan says that if it's not a finished product, like these grapes that are not finished, then these are not kveya. Not like Rabbi Lezer that says that each one of these boxes creates a kvius. Rabbi Yochanan says no. Echad Shabbos, vechad truma, vechad chotz, vechad mekach. All these four, kulan ein kovim, elad davish, and igim relachton. Only if the fruit is completed. Shabbos, lapugim, the hillel. He says, he argues on hillel. If somebody gathers pears, you have to be glorious here. In other words, to spread it out. If somebody's gathering fruit from one place to another, this is Shabbos. Shabbos comes in. Does Shabbos make fruit kavua? Hillel's all by himself. The whole world argues on him. He says, Aser, me, Rabbi Yochanan, I argue on Hillel. We don't have time to get into Tosfos here. Tosfos says, why don't you bring Rabbi Eliezer? I wanted to talk about Tosfos because Rabbi Eliezer is the famous Shamuti, the famous story that they put him in Cherem, even though he's the Gal Adar, but since everybody argued on him, they put him in Cherem for the rest of his life. Unfortunately, he was Nifter B'Cherem, and that's why we never pass him like Rabbi Eliezer. Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. Sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. Follow us in each of the rooms in shorts. Please join us at thelightmendav.com. Sponsored by Netanyahu Shnud. For schos, for my children, I call it, and Yisrael Yaakov and Dvorah. Should do well in our Yisrael, Cheshiv Torah, Mitzvahs, Yerushamayim. Chotzer. When Rabbi Yaakov says Chotzer does not make Kfiyus Lapukim in the Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says it does. It's not. Hama Avertainim B'Chotzer. Liktoys. Here. He puts down, interesting picture. He puts out his figs to dry them out. And I noticed that this is on our type of schach that we have. The schach that we use, these mats, here it is. I don't know why. Kacha. We had this the other day. So his children allowed to nibble on them, eat them as snacks. No, Rabbi Yaakov says it's also to eat. You have to take trumas and maizers. So here's Rabbi Yochanan arguing Rabbi Yaakov. Truma. What's the case with truma? Lapukin the Rabbi Eliezer. Our Rabbi Eliezer. It's not. Says in the Mishnah. Perishit truma actually nigmar melachton. If you take fruit before it is finished, Rabbi Eliezer, oisel lechomem arai. Rabbi Eliezer says you're not allowed to eat a snack from it. Fine. If you took truma, you didn't do meiser. You just took the 2% before the gemar melacha. Rabbi Eliezer says that's enough. So that's the one of the four cases. Mekach, what's the case of selling? Halikach teinim ma'amaretz. If you take, you buy fruit from an amaretz. Classic. Amaretz. What's an amaretz? Somebody that's not so careful, take trumas and maizrus. Most people take and press these figs. Something like this, let's say, press them and make a igule dvela. Remember, that's what I should have searched for. Igule dvela. Now maybe I'll find it. Very interesting halacha. Even though you bought it from an amaret, you're allowed to eat snack. Ma'asrim d'mai means, d'mai is a combination of two words. Da mai. I have a suffix what this is, so I'm going to take trumas and maizrus. In other words, it's very likely that the amaret took trumas and maizrus. But you don't have to take truma. Truma, Amaretz always takes truma. It's very little. It's only 2%. They're makbid on that. They're not so makbid on Meiser. So Shema Mino class is Gemara. I can learn three things from this halach. Shema Mino mekachenu kevas elu b'davar shenigim remelach toy. You see from here, even though he bought it, he could still nibble on it. Why? Because the actual transaction doesn't create a kvios. Shema Mino reiv Amaretz masrune. You see from here that the fact that you don't have to take real trumas and Meisers, it's because it's only d'mai that you have to take. Because an amaretz typically does take trumas and maizrus. And we had that all over. But it's a big zayir of chachamim, like a far out chashash. Shema mira. Masrim d'mai ma'amaretz, afilu b'dov shalei nigmar melachto. You take maizr from d'mai, even though it wasn't finished, like in our case. Ula pukim ha'adisnan, ha'machlev peiroiz im chaveiroi. Says Rashi, when you barter with your friend, I give you figs and he gives me pomegranates, that's considered mekach. That's the case of mekach. Zelecho, zelecho, they both want to eat it right away. Or zelixos, zelixos, they both want to eat it in 2 months from now after it dries out. So, but the chiyuv is right now today to take trumas and maizrus. Zelecho, zelixos, or one wants to eat it now, one wants to eat it later. Chayev in trumas and maizrus. Yidoimer, lecho chayev, lixos potter. If it's in the future, you don't have to take trumas and maizrus now. Okay, so it's lafuki from this time. Hadron Allah maybe. We have 1 minute to do from the Mishnah to the bottom, and that's more than enough time. The official Mishnah is sponsored by Fishel, who's an unbelievable tzaddik, who's giving out hundreds and hundreds. He's probably up to 700 Gemaras now, including the 475 and the our guys that are getting free Gemaras. So we're holding there. By the way, there's 100 Gemaras, art scrolls, stuck in Mechas. And if anybody knows Mechas, Yossi Klein, unbelievable tzaddik, running to the airport with hundreds of gemaras because they're stuck in Mechas, giving people, trying to get people to take it in suitcases and v'chulu. Mashilin peiros derech aruba biyantif. Unbelievable, Rabbi Yisai, you could take, it's a day cloudy. This morning it looked a little worse than this in Eretz Yisrael. It was kind of raining in the morning, early in the morning. Mashilin, what does the word mashilin mean? So I looked in the art scroll and it tells me mashilin means you could lower the fruit. So here you are. The rain is coming. Here he has some rain. And he's worried that his fruit is going to get ruined. So he takes a broom and he starts pushing it into the hole, into the skylight, and it falls. That's a very easy thing to do. It's not a tirchi yisera, and because you're going to lose all this money, you're allowed to do so. But to lift it up and put it in the window, like Yoni depicts over here, is also, by the way, a big tzaddik from the shir contacted me. How do I get a hold of Yoni? I want to buy a ton of mishnayos from him. I want to show him Akar Satoiv that he's allowing us this. And I want to say, I send him a letter of Akar Satoiv. People, mamish, unbelievable. Avaloi b'Shabbos. You can't do this on Shabbos. It's too much for Shabbos. Umechasim peiros b'kelim. And you can cover, if rain comes in, mipnei adelef, because you have a little bit of a leak in the house, Nebuch, you're allowed to cover things that will get ruined. V'chein, kadiyam, kadishemen. If you have barrels of wine, the same exact thing. And to catch the water coming off the ceiling on Shabbos, says the Gemara. Now, I just want to show you this whole sugya in 10 seconds. It's mamish the easiest thing in the world. This is what it says. Mashilin peiros derech haruba b'yantav, says the Gemara. I'm not kidding. You could either say mashilin, you could say mashchilin. It's the same exact thing. It means to lower. Or you can say Mashirin, or you can say Mashirin, or Manchirin. That is the whole sugya. Is that easy enough? That's the sugya. It's Ma'ar Omer, Rabbi Yudomer, Rabbi Nosen. Chatoni Mashilin, Chatoni Mashilin. It could be the word Mashilin. Or is it the Mandatoni Mashilin, Lemishtabish, Mandatoni Mashilin, Lemishtabish? You're not confusing it. It's the same word. Mandatoni Mashilin, Lemishtabish, the Chsiv. Ki Shazi Secha, your owl is going to fall. Mandatoni Mashilin, Lemishtabish, if you use the word Mashilin. This non hashochel v'akosel. One of the things by a bechara mum is if his hip is displaced, so it means that this thigh fell down. So it's a lashon of lowering. Shochel shenishmeto yirechay kosel shechem yirechaysev goyim mechaverto. It's a mum that one of his thighs is higher than another. All right, now it's like man that doni mashirin lemishtavish. Uman that doni mashchirin lemishtavish. You could even say mashchirin. Uman that doni manchirin lemishtavish. And even manchirin. Why is it a lashon of falling? It's not. You're not allowed to rub your hair with dirt because your hair will fall out, falling down. Meishir. What's this blackness? Why is that called falling? It's not a shachar, which means a razor. Vazlug shel saparim. Here, you see this? This is a normal scissor. What happens if? Go like that. Is this Makabel Toma? Oh, this is the best. There, where's Yeshua? He knows about this stuff. This is Cutco. Goes right back. Mamish, unbelievable. So this, Rabbi Yisai, one of the guys in Shiva, I was talking to him yesterday, he said his son was running after somebody with one of these yesterday. This is good. This could kill somebody. You could cut stuff with this. This is Hashimosh Mimela. It's Makabel Toma. Vazukshus aparim, a scissors, even though they became apart. So a shachar is a razor which causes your hair to fall out. If your clothing fell into the water, leket shikropei that you give to the ani means it fell. Okay, atkan. We'll start from here tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.